Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner taking a look back at the top sports moments of the 2024 calendar year for Norwalk Community High School. The highlight of the winter sports season was Warrior senior wrestler Tyler Harper capping an unbeaten season with a Class 4A 113-pound state championship at Wells Fargo Arena. Harper defeated Iowa City West Alexander Pierce 10-4 in the state finals, avenging a loss to Pierce in the 106-pound title match in 2023.
It's awesome. Starting first 2 years not qualifying to second. I mean, that was cool, but this is way above it. This is so awesome.
Harper, who is wrestling collegiately at Arkansas Little Rock, finished his career with a school record 71 pins. He finished 40-0 as a senior and did not allow a single takedown until the state meet. As a team, Norwalk qualified seven individuals for the 2024 state wrestling tournament. Meanwhile, Norwalk freshman Madison Froley made history in girls wrestling, becoming the school's first ever state qualifier in the sport. Froley qualified for the single class state meet at 100 pounds. Another freshman, Brighton Bassman, highlighted the Norwalk boys' bowling season with a school record score of 279 at Osceola's Alley Lanes. Bassman finished his game with 11 consecutive strikes. The Norwalk girls basketball team made tremendous progress in head coach Joe Sigrist's first season at the helm, going from 6-16 1 year earlier to 18-5. The Warriors outlasted Carlisle in a thrilling overtime game, 57-54, to qualify for their first regional final in 16 years. Norwalk lost by 4 points at Lewis Central in the regional final, but had a season to remember as the Little Hawkeye runner-up. Bailey Birmingham led the entire state in scoring as a junior with 27.4 points per game, exceeding 1,000 career points on January 26th at Indianola. The Warrior girls appear poised to take another step in 2025. They enter the new year ranked third in Class 4A with a 10-0 record. The Norwalk boys basketball team had another great season as well, sharing the Little Hawkeye Conference title with Dallas Center Grimes and finishing 18-6. The Warriors reached the Class 4A sub-state finals and had their season ended by two-time state champion West Des Moines Valley for the second straight year. Senior guard Reddick Bourne finished his career with 1,467 points. He led Class 4A with 23 points per game and is now playing college basketball at the University of Northern Iowa. The Norwalk spring sports season saw many great accomplishments, none bigger than the distance running exploits of junior Tony Anania. In April, Anania became the school's first ever Drake Relays champion, winning the mile with a high school meet record time of 4:06.54. In May, Anania became the Warrior boys' first state champion at the Class 4A level, winning the mile with a dive across the finish line and a photo finish time of 4:11.9.
I knew it was going to be a photo finish, and you know, we both dove, put our bodies on the line, and somehow I came out on top, which was really cool.
Anania placed in the top four of all of his state meet events and in the top six of all of his Drake Relays events. He is signed with the University of Kentucky to run both cross country and track. As a team, Norwalk placed second in the Little Hawkeye Conference and qualified 12 events for state, placing 10th in Class 4A. The Norwalk boys soccer team added to their rich tradition, making a 15th trip to state all time and reaching at least the Class 3A semifinals for the second straight year. Tegan Krolick's rebound goal with 5:28 left gave the Warriors a thrilling 1-0 sub-state final win over Carlisle. Norwalk shut out Marion 2-0 in the 3A state quarterfinal round, their sixth consecutive win, before losing 2-1 versus Des Moines Hoover in the semifinals. The Warriors were the Little Hawkeye Conference runner-up and finished 12-9 overall. In boys tennis, senior Adrian Bush and junior Braylon Stockwell qualified for the Class 2A state doubles tournament. They fought off two match points in the district meet semifinals to win a three-setter and clinch their state berth. The Norwalk girls soccer team had an outstanding season end in heartbreak. The Warriors won 14 matches, earned a number 2 ranking in Class 2A, and took a 9-game winning streak, 8 by shutout, into the regional finals. However, they were defeated by Lewis Central in penalty kicks 2-1 to fall one victory shy of a state tourney berth. Braylon Clark, who has signed with Illinois Chicago to play soccer, led the team with 21 goals and 13 assists. In other Norwalk spring sports, the girls' golf team set an 18-hole school record at Copper Creek, shooting a 350 in the Southeast Polk Invite. The Warriors placed second in all three Little Hawkeye Conference meets and finished third at the regional tournament, missing out on a state berth by 7 strokes. The girls' tennis team placed second to Pella in the conference meet and boasted the LHC runner-up at Flight 1 singles with Anya Kallenbach and doubles Grace Deemer and Tessa Livingston. The girls' track team qualified 6 events for the Class 4A state meet, including 4 relays. Continuing with Norwalk High School's top sports moments from 2024 on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we move ahead to the summer and another fun season on the softball diamond. For the third year in a row, the Warriors won at least 30 games and finished their season at the state tournament in Fort Dodge. Norwalk started 11-0, later won 9 straight, and went 8-5 against Class 5A opponents, nearly all of them ranked. They shared the Little Hawkeye Conference title with Dallas Center Grimes for the second straight year, going 16-2, and shut out Ballard and Pella in regionals to advance to state. The Warriors lost to North Scott 2-0 in the 4A state quarterfinals, but bounced back to defeat DCG 3-1 in the consolation round to tie for 5th in the 4A bracket and finished 30-8 overall. On the season, Norwalk belted 33 home runs and fashioned a 1.61 ERA behind the 1-2 pitching punch of Carly Brewer and Olivia Doherty. 4 of the Warriors' 6 seniors will play college softball, a 5th will play college volleyball. Norwalk's overall success during the 2023-2024 school year would earn them the school's first Bill Van Horn All-Sports Little Hawkeye Conference trophy. Moving on to the fall sports season, Norwalk continued to excel across the board. The boys' cross-country team qualified for state for the 6th consecutive year and won their first Class 4A state qualifying meet title by 1 point over DCG. At the state meet in Fort Dodge, the 6th-ranked Warriors placed 5th, improving 8 spots from 2023. Junior Tegan Kralik had a standout year individually, placing 2nd at the conference meet, 2nd at the state qualifier, and 14th at state to earn an all-state medal. Tony Anania placed 28th at state for this year's Little Hawkeye Champs. Additional team members were Sam Parker, Grant Wallace, Axel Beaton, Henry Gross, and Corbin Oswald. The Norwalk girls' cross-country team was also represented at state by the freshman trio of Olive DeRocher, Gabby Dryman, and Grace Wetzler. They qualified as individuals in Class 4A at the district meet in Marshalltown, where the team placed 4th to miss a state berth by 1 spot. The future is bright for the Warriors, who had another freshman, Chloe Scandrett, finish 1 place behind Wetzler at the state qualifier. Following a 1-3 start, the Norwalk football team improved weekly during the middle portion of the schedule and went 5-0 to win the Class 4A District 6 championship. The highlight of the season was a 21-7 win at two-time defending state champion Lewis Central, which featured a 95-yard pick 6 by junior Eli Robin shortly before halftime. The Warrior defense pitched 11 straight scoreless quarters during one stretch of the season and totaled 23 takeaways. Norwalk lost to Xavier 35-14 in the first round of the playoffs, finishing 6-4. 1 year after making their first ever trip to state, the Norwalk volleyball team set a school record for wins in going 28-14. The Warriors carried a 9-game winning streak into the 4A regional finals and played some of their best volleyball in a 3-set loss to eventual state runner-up Pella. The boys' golf team had a great season as well, culminating in a Class 4A state tournament appearance by senior Grady Sigrist. Sigrist led the team with an 18-hole average of 72.7 prior to state, where he tied for 50th out of 80 individuals at Ankeny's Briarwood Golf Club. Norwalk broke the team school record for 18 holes at Beaver Creek, shooting a 286 in a dual win over DCG. Mason Johnson and Ian Lux both averaged under 76 on the season, and the team broke 300 6 times. Rounding out the fall season for Norwalk, sophomore Mallory Betts qualified for the state swim meet as a member of Des Moines Lincoln's 200-yard medley relay. Betts swam the 50-yard freestyle anchor leg, helping the Rails finish 17th at state. That's been a look back at the 2024 sports highlights for Norwalk High School on today's Lely Radio Sports page.